God's going to repay them. Nobody's getting away with anything.
Yep.
All these conspiracies that we're finding on the internet today, how COVID-19 was made in a secret laboratory. I don't even know where they get the proof for that. And I'm not saying it's not true. Maybe it, but is it so hard for God to make a plane?
Right.
Well, why does it have to be the government to make the
plane? Right. Yeah.
Couldn't it be God that made the plane? You know, I'm sure he made all the other plagues. So what now, because this, because we're going through it, it has to be some secret
right.
government laboratory that's doing it?
Yeah.
I agree all these conspiracy theories are interesting. There is some interesting stuff. But you know, what good is it doing you to just focus your whole life
Amen.
On a bunch of conspiracy theories all the time?
Right.
Look, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Amen.
Okay? I believe 9/11 was an inside job.
Amen.
All right? But I believe there's some deep conspiracies that I believe, but you know what I don't do? I don't spend all my life looking into them and finding out what Rockefeller married this Jew or whatever. I don't worry about all that stuff. And you know why? Because God's going to find our enemies out for us.
Right.
We don't even need to look into this stuff.
Right.
Look, the Bible says there's going to be a one world government. The Bible says there's going to be, you know, plagues and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff. These things must happen.
Right.
They have to happen.
Yep.
And you know what? You don't need to spend your time just sitting there looking at conspiracies all day long.
Amen. Amen.
Look, it's okay to learn about that stuff, but you know what really pisses me off? Because you know what? I know that person is spending more time on their conspiracy theory websites and on all their videos and stuff, and they're not even cracking their Bible.
That's right.
Yep. They're not praying. They're not doing anything else. All they're worried about is the COVID-19 conspiracies.
Yep. Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Amen.
You know what? In 2000, I started to notice these chemtrails and all this other stuff, right? And you know what I used to do? I used to go to people and say, hey, have you heard of this? Have you heard of that? Hey, I used to give people Alex Jones' 9/11, the title of his movie was. It was really good. But, and martial law and all this other stuff. I used to share these things with people. You know what people looked at me like? You're nuts. And look, I don't think that all that stuff's nice, but here's what, I wasn't called to preach the conspiracy theories.
Yep.
I was called to preach the gospel.
Amen.
I was called to preach the Bible.
That's right. Yeah.
So look, I mean, it's interesting. It's fun. You got a lot of time on your hands right now. I understand that. But don't go too far with it, because you know what? You can go too far with it, and then guess what? You're backslidden, and all you care about is what the next conspiracy theory is. What's it helping you anyway?
Right. Right.
What if you find out the secret lab was the one that made it? What's it going to help you?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not. And I totally agree the government is moving towards enslavement in a one world government. The Bible says that.
Yep.
Hey, we already got our answers from the Bible. The Bible is the one that told us about all that stuff.
Right.
It wasn't Alex Jones. They're just going off of what everybody else has already said. And look, you can listen to the wrong teacher, and the wrong teacher is going to take you down a path that you don't need to go down. It's just like praying for things that you shouldn't be praying for. You also shouldn't be seeking information that might be leading you astray in your
right.
life. Because when the conspiracy theories become so much more important than everything else, then guess what? You've lost your way, my friend. You've
yep.
lost your way, brothers and sisters. You've lost your way.
Yep.
And we need to focus on the things that we need to focus on about, like, how we can get back into the gospel, how we can get our church service rolling again, or whatever it is. And look, again, I just want to make my point understood. I don't think it's wrong to check into this stuff, but if that's all you're doing, then you're wrong.
Yep.
I stopped being a conspiracy theory activist a long time ago. And you know why I did? Because it didn't do me any good.
Yep.
It didn't help my life in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, I know about all this stuff, but it's not, you know, it's not helping us. God didn't call us to preach the conspiracy theory gospel. He calls us to preach the true gospel.
Amen.
So, why did I stop being a conspiracy theorist? Because I realized it didn't change anything. People look at you like you're nuts. It can become an unhealthy consumption, and it leads you away from God and what God wants us to do. So again, if you're spending more time researching conspiracy theories than spending and serving time with the Lord, you're out of balance. Your life is out of balance.
Yep.
So people can get mad all they want about that, and I don't really care, because I have been saved for 20 years now, And I know that I got off the wrong, on the wrong path because of that stuff. So if I could do it back then, during, before some of you were even, some of you were stone divers at that time. Me and Josh. Josh and Brandy. Brando. You guys were divers back then. When I was in the conspiracy theory vault, looking at everything. Then, you know, and that's why, you know, so like with my age, there is a little bit of wisdom. And so please just listen to what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't look at this stuff. You care. You're not allowed to look at conspiracy theory stuff. But look, just don't be consumed by it.
Yep.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. And look, if they did make this in a laboratory, they're not going to tell you about it. And guess what? The Lord's going to find out everything that they've
right.
done.
Yep.
And he's going to repay them for it. So, you know, relax. God is going to seek out those that hate him. And he knows the whole truth of what's going on. He knows whether it was in a laboratory or not. So don't worry your pretty little head about it. Faith, righteousness, giving the gospel, salvation, God's word. Those are the things that are important to us. Those are the things that help us in our daily life. You know, the spiritual battle we're in, those are the weapons. You know, faith. Faith is one of our weapons. Righteousness is one of our weapons. Giving the gospel is one of our weapons. Salvation is one of our pieces of armor, and God's word, the sword of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit is what's going to help us. Hey, so what's God saying? Hey, you know, you don't need to watch the most current Alex Jones video. Why don't you open up my book? My book is the one that's going to show you what really